Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and welcome to the Sports Fiend Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and I'm riding with my bro dog, my counterpart. He just lost his best friend, R. Vance Owens. Hey, man. Vance, free agency! Moves being made, baby. Moves have been made. Feelings have been hurt. Man, I know you're hurt, man. Your boy, KD, then say Kevin Durant, the biggest news of free agency. See, if y'all haven't heard, Kevin Durant signed with the Warriors. He signed a two-year, $53.4 million deal today with a player option for next year so he can opt out and get the max deal next year. Man, no one's seen it coming. Well, some people seen it coming. I didn't see it coming. I didn't think he was going to go and play for the Warriors. Man, how you feel, man? How you feel about your boy? That's your boy.
I have no words for Kevin Durant, man, right now. I just feel like Kevin Durant, I mean, you was up 3-1 to it, and you're going to go to the team that just took you out the playoffs. I mean, it ain't like Kevin Durant was on the side team. It ain't like he was the only player on the team. I just don't understand how you going to go from a team that's right there on the cusp of winning or going to the championship yourself to going and play with somebody who just beat you. It just don't make no sense to me. I'm not mad about it. Hey, it's his prerogative, his life. You know, he do what he wants.
You're a grown man.
That's right. You're a grown man. But guess what? But what is your competitive spirit, your competitive nature? I don't understand. If you beat me, I want to beat you. I don't want to join you. You know, I want to beat you to get to that next level. And you see Jordan or any of the old players jumping ship. I mean, since LeBron did it, and at least LeBron went back home. There ain't no going back for Kevin Durant, man.
See, this is my biggest issue, you know, with the LeBron and the old school. Other people always like the old school guys this way. Okay, LeBron, when he left Cleveland, it ain't like he had a Serge Ibaka or Russell Westbrook. And he was trying to beat the Celtics, who they didn't sign there through free agency. Paul Pierce was already there. They brought in Ray Allen from Seattle Supersonics. And then they brought in KG. I mean, the biggest thing for them, more than anything, was that LeBron wanted to beat the Celtics. He couldn't do it in Cleveland, even though they won 60-some games. He just carried the load. Miami was still just had D-Wade and nothing else. So him and Bosh went down there to play with D-Wade. I mean, yes, they won two championships and been in the finals four times, but it wasn't an already established team that went to the finals 2 years in a row and won one of those 2 years and had a back-to-back MVP on the team. LeBron didn't do that. So it's not the same. It's just not. It's like Jordan going to play with the Pistons, even though he lost to the Pistons twice, or Larry Bird going to play with Magic once they lost to the Lakers. It's just – or, I mean, you can go on and on, or – at the Pacers, when Pacers was battling the Knicks, Reggie Miller became a free agent and go play with the Knicks. It's not the same thing. I hate people. It's not the same thing. That team is already ready. And LeBron just said, I need people to play with in order to be competitive because in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Celtics was the best when the Heat got together. That's what they, who they got together to beat were the Celtics. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I'm mad that some people are mad at Charles Barkley and Reggie Miller today when they spoke their mind, when they called it a weak move. And like they don't have friends. Yeah, guess what? Because you know what? They go to bed sleeping like knowing that they gave stay off. That they played the best player. And Barkley played Jordan. He lost Jordan. You can't be mad that you lost to the best player of all time. I mean, some players should have hit shots. Kevin Johnson, Dan Marley. I mean, people are like, well, Charles Barkley played on super great teams. He went to the Suns. No, he got traded to the Suns for five players. Then he got traded late in his career when he wasn't no good no more to the Rockets. And all those players were old by then. So Kevin Durant is 27 years old. You didn't get traded. Charles Barkley didn't get traded in his prime. Let's just be realistic. Like, I respect the man that he made his decision, and he became a free agent. He earned it right. He gave Oklahoma City 9 years. But at some point, as a a lover of the game, even if you play basketball recreationally or professionally, at some point you want to test your mettle against the best player on the other team or the best team out there, because you want to see if your team can beat their team, or if you got the kahunas to lead your team and beat the other team. But if you join up with that team, how do you know how good you really are? How do you know if you can truly beat them? But if you're going to go play with them, that's weak, man. That's weak.
Yeah, it is weak. That's why I don't understand why he did it. I mean, then you go back to when LeBron changed teams. He was talking bad about LeBron, you know, like saying, no, that's how we're going to do it now. And now look at it, years later, he coming doing the same thing LeBron did. But like you said, though, it's even worse because the Warriors have been the back-to-back NBA final. They won a year before, and now you're going to go, like I said, you're going to go join the team that just beat you. I don't want to join you if you just beat me. Matter of fact, I'm waiting next year so we can get another chance to beat you, so I can have another chance at you. I just don't understand that. But you know, hey, like I said, that's his prerogative. Like you said, Reggie Miller, Charles Barkley, the list goes on, the players who stuck it out with their teams and tried to beat the Bulls, the Pistons, the Lakers. They never made it on Utah when they had Karl Malone and John Stockton. Never made it on because Jordan was in their way. All those Knicks teams, when Jordan was standing in their way, they had great teams. And they had
teams. I'm part of the problem to an extent that we push a lot of guys. Like when we talk about Kobe winning 5 rings and someone used to try to compare LeBron, I'd be like, Kobe got 5. It started to be a chase for the rings. And you will never tell me if I put Patrick Ewing in this era that he wouldn't dominate. I don't think just because Patrick Ewing don't have any rings or Karl Malone and John Stockton don't have any rings that they're not just as good as Isaiah Thomas and all the rest of them. Yes, they have rings, yes. I mean, but sometimes it's just you go against great competition. The Pacers would have had a ring if they didn't have to play Kobe and Shaq. Or Charles Barkley had a ring, he had to play Jordan. Or Karl Malone, he went to the finals twice and had to see Jordan both times. I mean, sometimes you run into eras where they're just truly dynamic and great and superior players than you or your team. And their organization is superior, greater than you and your organization is. And just run into buzzsaws or certain teams. And there's no knock that if you don't have champions, but that's what it is. That's what society has come to. How many rings do you got? Have you got a ring? Because once you get a ring, can't nobody really tell you nothing. I mean, if you tell me, Ian, you could be Robert Horry and have 5 rings. Or Karl Malone. I say Karl Malone. I want to be the man. I want to be the man, and maybe if I jump in their body and tweak some things in the finals or Karl Malone knock down some free throws, we may be champions. But I'd rather be the head at the table than getting the scraps to the side or getting the chicken wing. I want the big D.F. Hume, you say, you got to get the big piece of meat. Daddy, I'll get the big piece of chicken.
Big piece of chicken. Big piece of chicken.
You all want the big piece of chicken. I'm the man. I want the big piece of chicken. Give me the piece of chicken.
Looking at Golden State team right now, and Durant probably is going to be the best player. He is going to be the best player on the team, but he's also going with a team who has established stars already, and which he's leaving a team who has Russell Westbrook, one of the best point guards in the league, and he signed off on the Over Depot trade. If you knew you were going to leave, why even say something about it? You know, you could have told him, hey, you know, that's what y'all would do, what y'all need, you know, think is best. I just don't understand how he can just leave that team with the talent that they have. Like I said, if they didn't have any talent, I can see him leave. But they have talent. And he going to a team who's already stacked, and he just asked.
Uh-huh.
Even if they win a championship, it's not going to mean the same if he won in Oklahoma City. Uh-huh. That's just like when LeBron. LeBron, that Cleveland's last championship means more than him than anything. He even said it himself. He went back home. He did what he said he was going to do. But he went back to a team who hadn't won a championship, and Thunder hadn't won the championship, and they hadn't won the championship since they were Supersonic. So, you know,
okay.
I just be, hey. But we can move on, though.
We got to discuss it, man. Do you, man, they're going to be a tough team. I was thinking about the last couple of days of how do you defend that team. And it's only thing I can say, there's one ball, and it's going to help off of Zaza Pachulia, because they did sign Zaza Pachulia and David West. So they got two tough guys. They really do got two tough guys. But you have to help off those guys. You can't help off of Clay. You can't help off Steph. All you do is when you playing pickup.
You can help off Draymond Green. You can't help off Draymond Green.
But you got to say, man, hold your man. It's pickup ball. Hold your man. I hold mine, you hold yours. We're going to get through this together. They the cream of the crop. The only thing I say, they can't protect the rim still. They still ain't found a rim protector. I mean, for cheap, they got to find one for cheap. Of course, LeBron's still going to be attacking the rim, but, I mean, they're going to be dynamic. I mean, the Warriors pulled it off. Jerry West pulled it off. I think that late night talk with Jerry West pulled it off, man. He the man. Jerry West the man. He got Kobe in L.A. He did all that. He went to Golden State, helped them out. They were talking about trading Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. David West said, "You're crazy. Don't do that dumb stuff. Keep this thing together." And look at them. They won a championship, and then now they lost the championship. It was up 3-1. No team ever came back from 3-1. Steph looked like a shell of himself. Kyrie was going to work on him. He couldn't defend, and we all know Steph can't defend. Lost a 3-1 lead to the Cavaliers. They won the finals, and then you lose the finals, and you still get Kevin Durant? Man, come on, man. Hey, you got to give respect what respect is due, even though you may not like the move, man. They just, man, well, what my daddy said, the rich stay rich. Rich stay rich.
Yeah, but, you know, one way you can defend them, you can try to like you said, you just got to hold your man. And you can rough them up, though. They are a finesse basketball team. I mean, Kevin Durant is not, you know, a bruiser-type player. He's not going to get in the post and really just kill you. He's a jump shooter, too. So, you know, you live by three, die by three. So, hopefully, you know, when a team play them, they'd be missing shots. But when they're on, they're going to be on. And everybody going to miss shots all night. So, it's going to be a tough team to beat. I see them right now making it back to the finals. I don't see any team other than maybe the Spurs giving them any competition. But you never know how a game goes. Somebody might get injured, anything, you know. Team might just, you know, somebody might just come out the blue. I don't foresee it right now, but you never know, though. So other teams still have a chance they got to play. But on paper, it looked like the team to beat, though.
On paper, they are the team. They the lead at this point. Vince, we got some breaking news tonight. D-Wade going home, man. D-Wade going home. He going to hit it back to the shot, man. D-Wade, 2 years, $47 million. Yo, the Heat tried to call his bluff, man. Hey, Pat Riley's like, 2 years, 40. That's all I'm going to give you, bro. That's all we got to get. And D-Wade said, nah, man. You going to pay what you owe this time. I done sacrificed over the years, taking short deals for the betterment of the team. He's never been the highest paid player on the Heat organization. He's given up money, and I know you can't get it back if like you did it so you can win championships. But at the end of the day, D-Wade, like, pay what you owe. You told me sacrifice for the team. We always talk about players talking about sacrifice for the greater good of the organization, or players not taking all the money, leaving some money so the team can make some moves to help them be better. And maybe down the road, they'll help you out. D-Wade was like, all right, I didn't sacrifice enough. Y'all done did everything I do, man. It's time to pay me. Pat Riley said, no. Pat Riley felt like an OG. He said, no. And I know he shipped Tim Hardaway off. I remember he was shipping Alonzo Mourning off in that ugly-ass gray New Jersey Nets jersey that he had on. But D-Wade was like, before you send me off, I'm going to leave and go my way. And now, if you the Heat, you lose the heart and soul of that team. Yeah, D-Wade numbers were down across the board, but when they needed a bucket come playoff time and when it was clutch time, you know who you're going to get that ball to. And you lose a guy who's a veteran, who knows that organization, and who could just lead these players by his work ethic and And basically, he's been there the long. I mean, he's truly been there the longest, and he knows how the organization works, the ins and outs, and what to do and what not to do. When you got a lot of young guys with Hassan Whiteside now, Hassan Whiteside, who loses his temper a lot, is the leader of the team. It's just crazy. So, man, Dwayne Wade called on Pat Riley's bluff, man. Like, all right, is that what you want? All right, bet. I'm out.
Yeah,
and he
well,
goes home.
You know, losing D-Wade, you know, it's a lot, though, for Miami. Like you say, D-Wade called Pat Riley's bluff. You know, Pat Riley been lowballing for years. You know, he took a pay cut with everybody. Like you said, he took a pay cut when LeBron came in, when Chris Bosh wanted to leave. When they were scared he was going to Houston, he took a pay cut and they gave Chris Bosh back deal. Now it's looking like they're going to have to lose Chris Bosh again. I mean, now, if he come back from the blood clot. Because now you're looking at, you probably going to have to trade Chris Bosh, you know, just to hit the reset button, because you're still not, you're not going nowhere without D-Wade on the team, really. You know, so you might as well trade Chris Bosh to see what you can get for him because of all his injuries. But who going to want him? Who going to give up something for really for Chris Bosh with knowing that 2 years in a row that he's been out to play out for a blood clot situation? So Miami has put themselves in a bad place, you know, losing D-Wade. I just don't know how they're going to come back on him. Like I said, I think it's time just to hit the reset button, start over. You got Winslow, you got Whiteside, you got Doggett. That's a start, you know. It's better than a lot of teams got, so we'll see what's going on in Miami.
But my thing is, Miami, you preach family. You preach we take care of ours. We take care of the people in our organization. D-Wade said take care of me, man. And look what you did. You didn't take care of me, man. I mean, that's the nature of that beast. I mean, and now you're talking about you wanted to give Justice Winslow a chance to grow. Well, man, baptism by fire. Here you go, young folks. Learn on. We need you to step up now. You wait that hand no more.
Step up now.
You're a veteran now. You lost Blue Wild Dane. You basically lost Bosh because we really don't know what the doctors say if he comes back from his blood clot thing. If he doesn't, you lose Bosh. You try to get the money off your books, and then you start over. But to lose the guy who came to Miami in the draft, help you win NBA title, finally put y'all back on the map, carried y'all for some years, got his buddy to come down there to play with y'all, and then you treat him like this, man, so much for family. So much for family. For Vance, well, we also got another situation, man. We got other stuff going on, man, besides those two players, man. The NBA has really made some moves, man. And let's talk about a couple of them, man. You know, I'm going to throw some names out there. I'm going to throw some numbers, and you got to tell me what you think. Timothy Mozgov, 4 years, $64 million for the Lakers, man.
That's just terrible, man. I mean, you know what? I can't say it's terrible because, you know, last year in the playoffs, Timothy Mozgov did play pretty decent. But this year, you know, Cleveland changed their style of play. So, you know, he didn't play that much. They went smaller, you know, container to play with Golden State. So, I mean, but still, giving them that much money, I just don't see it. It still wasn't a good move, even though it's probably an upgrade from Roy Hibbert. So, we'll see. But I just don't think right now it's a good move for Lakers, though. I think they should have spent their money somewhere.
The Pacers also signed Jordan Clarkson and then brought in Luol Deng for 4 years, $72 million. Luol Deng making more than Steph Curry. A lot of players making more than Steph Curry right now.
Yeah, I was about to say a lot of players making more than Steph Curry. But, you know, I like the Jordan Clarkson, Luol Deng. You know, he's an older player, a veteran. He get in the locker room and, you know, he probably helped the young players out. So I can see this is a good move for him. So, you know, those two signings are all right, but like I said, the Mozgov, I really don't understand.
Nicholas Batum, 5 year, $120 million from the Hornets, man. He signed with the Hornets, man.
Way too much money for Nicholas Batum. Way too much money. Nicholas Batum is injury prone too, and I never really saw when it was game time, when it's time to really play, Nicholas Batum kind of disappeared even when it was with Portland. So I really don't see how did Nicholas Batum get this amount of money.
Oh,
bad
signing. All right. Vince, John Lua, 4 years, $42 million from the Detroit Pistons.
That's another bad sign to me, John Lua. I mean, really, truly, what has John Lua ever done but, you know, hit one or two threes every couple of games? He a big body. Yes, he is a big body. He's not a shot blocker. He shoots jump shots. He's not really a rebounder. I just don't understand that. Not for that type of money.
Andre Drummond, he also got a 5-year, $130 million deal from the Pistons. So, yeah.
Andre Drummond.
But Hassan White, yeah.
He's a cornerstone. Yeah, so, you know, that's a good sign right there.
Hassan Whiteside, he signed with the Heat, we all know. Al Jefferson, 3 years, $30 million from the Indiana Pacers. Man, Pacers, Thad Young, Al Jefferson, man. They're making moves. The Pacers are really making some moves, man. They're trying to get them a little playoff push.
Yeah, I mean, adding Al Jefferson and Thaddeus Young, and they also trying to trade for Rudy Gay right now. I think it's, you know, they adding players, but they're not adding a real dynamic player. I mean, Al Jefferson can get you buckets. Thaddeus Young can play, you know, 3-4. Sometimes he can slide to the 5. He can run the floor, rebound. He's a good player, but they're not just a big time. You know, they're not going to push him over the hump. Yeah, they'll get him in the playoffs, a 4th or 5th seed maybe, a 6th at the least. But, you know, it's not big. It's not a real big. They need somebody else, though.
Yeah. All right, Vance, here we go. Matthew Dellavedova, 4 years, $38 million, man. How you feel about Matthew Dellavedova?
Oh, I don't feel any way about Matthew Dellavedova. I don't see how they gave him that much, that amount of money for, you know, Matthew Dellavedova. I mean, he plays hard. Let's just say that. I can't say he plays real good defense because most I think Matthew Dellavedova foul all the time. But he plays pretty hard. I mean, he's going to give you everything he has. So, you know, he's a champion, but, you know, that really don't mean nothing for next year. So, I mean,
okay.
Like
now, we're gonna run through a couple teams. I'm going to say the name. You ain't got to say nothing, but when I stop on one, you got to tell me what's right. The Rondo signed with the Bulls. DeMar DeRozan re-signed with the Raptors. The Nets just netted. They didn't do nothing. They still going to be horrible next year. Orlando Magic, they did sign Bismack Biyombo and Jeff Green. They may help, but they got a log jam at the forward and center spot now. The Wizards, they brought Bradley Beal and Ian Mahinney in. The Sixers brought in Jerry Bayless, and they also brought in Gerald Henderson. So they added some veterans to their lineup. But the Celtics got the win. They couldn't bring anybody in free agent over the year. Couldn't bring in anybody. They brought in Al Horford. 4 year, $113 million. Man, Al Horford. How you feel about him with the Celtics with Isaiah Thomas and Crowder and Kelly Olynyk and all the rest of the Celtic players right now? How you feel about their roster?
I mean, really and truly, I don't think that Al Horford deal did anything for them. Signing Al Horford, I mean, I know he can rebound, he can score a couple points, but 15-10, you know. To me, Al Horford has been declining the last couple of years, so I really don't think Al Horford signing is going to do anything for the Celtics. They're still about the same position they was in last year to me. So, but we'll see, though.
All right. Then Vance, the Grizzlies, they cashed out. Chandler Parsons, 4 years, $94 million. Then Mike Conley, the highest-paid player in the NBA. Mike Conley, who ain't never made the All-Star team. But Mike Conley just cashed out. Indiana boy, now can't stand up. Your boy. Hey, anybody kin to Mike Conley, man, hey, tell them to run you a check. For real. 5 years, $153 million. Man, do the Grizzlies make a push for a top seed in the West next year with all the money they just spent?
No, they don't. I don't see it. They're going to be riding the same rail. Like signing Mike Conley to the deal, 5 years, $153 million. I mean, Mike Conley, and you know, you say he hadn't made the All-Star team, but it's a lot of great guards in the West, so it's hard to make the All-Star team. He is a good player, and Chandler Parsons is going to space the floor out some, but they still need somebody else. They need some more help, so I think they're going to be about the same as they were last year. They'll make the playoffs, but they're not going to make that much noise.
All right, boy, Vance, your boy Dwight Howard, you talking about baby mama. You know, he's on baby mama 8 or 9 right now. Dwight Howard just signed with the Hawks, 3 years, $70 million. Kent Bazemore. Man, Kent Bazemore came undrafted, but he's about to run a check. About to run 4 years, $70 million. Man, there's Atlanta. Dwight Howard said he's trying to bring a championship in such time. Trying to bring a championship to Atlanta. Man, how does Dwight Howard bring a championship to Atlanta? Is it on 2K? Is it on Madden? Is it poker? How does Dwight Howard bring a championship to Atlanta?
He doesn't. I don't care what kind of NBA, 2K, Madden, whatever. I just don't see them doing anything. I mean, Dwight Howard, he has been declining in these last couple of years, but you can say that he's been on a team with a ball stopper, so you really don't know what Dwight Howard brings. But still, even the players around him, they trading out Dwight Howard for Al Horford, you know, rebounding. I think it's going to be a block shot. It's going to be up to scoring probably. You never know what Dwight Howard going to get in score. He has no post moves. And Ken Bazemore, he just got lucky. He just in the right situation. He just been a free agent at the right time. Because I really don't see him pushing the lead anyway. So I don't see Atlanta doing anything.
All right, Vince. Yo, Knickerbockers. Yo, Knicks, man. They traded for Derrick Rose. So they got Derrick Rose. But they also brought in Joakim Noah, 4 years, $72 million. Then they brought in Courtney Lee, 4 years, $50 million. Naptown Boy, another Naptown Boy. Man, these Naptown boys out here getting this money, man. Between two Naptown boys, that's $20 million, man. That's $200 million, I mean, $200 million. That's a lot of cash for Naptown, man. That's a lot of cash for Naptown. So, man, and then they got Brandon Jennings also. Man, how you feel about the Knickerbockers, man? How you feel about the Knickerbockers?
I mean, I really don't know how to feel about the Knicks. I mean, you're getting Derrick Rose, you're hoping that Derrick Rose can, you know, stay healthy and, you know, become the Derrick Rose that he used to be, or at least somewhat near to the player that he used to be. Joakim Noah has come off injuries too. You're hoping that he can get his form back, you know. So you really, you know, your main two people you acquired this year, they coming off injuries, so you really don't know what you're going to get. Your whole Derrick Rose can play. He probably ain't gonna play back to back every night, so that's why you bring Brandon Jennings in, though, because you don't know what you're getting in Derrick Rose. I think Brandon Jennings is a good fit, you know, for the Knicks. Wish they could have got him a couple years earlier, but you know, I think that's a good backup for Derrick Rose just in case he don't work out. But like, you still got to worry about Joakim Noah and Courtney Lee. Yeah, he's not really gonna be a factor, so we'll just see. The Knicks, I still say they did okay, you know, adding these players, because you never know what you're going to get with them, though.
Mm-hmm. Preach. All right, man, then the Rockets, man. Your boy James Harden, he got Ryan Anderson, and he got, for 4 years, $80 million, he got Eric Gordon, another Naptown boy. Man, Naptown out here getting his money, man. We out here, guys. Cashing out at the right time to an NBA free agent. Eric Gordon, 4 years, $53 million. Come on, man. Man, how you like Naptown now, man? How you like Naptown now?
Injury prone, Eric Gordon. Same thing. They hurt all the time. I mean, I think Woody went out last year with a thumb or a pinky or something like that. You know, out for the season with something. I mean, Eric Gordon never stayed healthy. Ryan Anderson been on decline too the last couple years. I mean, I know he can shoot, but Ryan Anderson he hadn't really done anything since he was in Orlando. I mean, so I don't think that helped the Rockets out any. I mean, who you got playing the center for them? They got Nene Hilario too, but Nene Hilario, you know, he got put on the bench behind Morris last year, so I don't see.
Nene just trying to get that check now.
That's right. I ain't mad at him.
Just trying to get that check. But Vance, man, how you feel about all those free agents and all the moves? Did it make you feel good inside, man? Did it make you say, hey, these teams are making moves to get better, or are they just trying to spend this money because they got to hit a certain mark by the time the season starts?
Well, some teams did get better, I think. So the other teams, you know, just trying to just spend the money to make the mark, you know. You can't say Golden State, they got better. They got a whole lot. I ain't going to say a whole lot better. They got better, though, because they lost a lot of players, too. you know. But you got to say overall, Golden State did the best because they got the big chip. They got Kevin Durant, even though I think it was a bad decision. But they still got him, though, so they did the best in free agency this year.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's been a really cool role of D-Wade signing with the Bulls, man. This has been. I'm just hoping for more news, man. I'm just hoping for more news. But man, hey, it's been a great show, man. Peace and love. I'm headed to bed. I'm getting old. It's past my bedtime, man. Tell people how to get in contact with us, man. I'll be on Twitter. We're going to start our own Sports Fiends page on Twitter. Vance is going to run the Sports Fiends page. Yes, people. He's getting on social media. We're here now. We're at that point. So follow me at Sloan U or Ian Sports Mind. Just follow me. Tell your people about us. Tell more people about us. Tell them to follow our page on Blog Talk Sports, Sports Fiends. Peace and love. We out.